Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time for Morning with Jesus. So grab a beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn at the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here with you. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and of course I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I truly have a divine connection, and it took me quite a while to really realize how divine it really is. But she first connected with me while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about my connection with Joan is that she's left this beautiful door open, and others on the other side have actually walked through it. It has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it also has provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, I had a work background that was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am. But what's more important is love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. Okay. Wait, I'm going to tell you guys about me, but I have someone in the chat room that says they don't have any sound. Let's see, refresh page. Okay. Now, who am I? I am the amazing Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everybody's life. So I stand in that unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and the session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Okay, so she's got sound. Good. And click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of those pages. There are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, DC, it's time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us today?
Okay, Barbara, the first thing I'm going to do is I was guided to read this little prayer, and it was written by Christina Scalise, and it's entitled Enjoying Life with a Divine Sense of Humor. Angels, please help me find the best way to deal with this tough situation. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I sense nothing. I start to stress and make plans, and God smiles. I ask for signs from my guides and hear a chuckle. I pray for the angels to help me, and they dance and they laugh. Are you there? Are you listening? Do you hear me? I ask for a sign, and my favorite song begins to play on the radio. I smile, feel the rhythm of the music, and start to sway. Oh, what am I worried about anyway? Yet I ask for a sign once more, and the sun and the clouds form a smile. I request confirmation, and suddenly, a feather falls from the sky. I demand proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, and feel bird poop splat in my hair. Message received. Angels, please give me the strength to find humor in all situations, the ability to laugh at myself, and enjoy life with a divine sense of humor. Thank you. May your days always find humor, your eyes always sparkle, and a bird not poop in your hair. And that's the cute little prayer, Barbara, that I was guided to read for today. Okay, so we do have some more messages. And the next one is from Jesus. Life isn't always perfect. It can be very hard to deal with. You can still choose to be happy because happiness is a choice. If you don't like your life the way it is, you do have the power to recreate it. You can become whatever you choose to be. The universe listens to the whispers of your soul, what you think you become. Live in the present and surround yourself with people who believe in you. The world needs you to shine your light. Don't stand in darkness. Shine your light for all to see. Your life is your message. Reach out and positively share it with the world. Always focus on God. He is your solution. His love is the most powerful force in the universe. When you focus on being a blessing to others, God always blesses you with abundance. His love never fails. When you see love, you see God. Your focus determines your reality. Focus on the journey, not the destination. Focus on your blessings. God has a purpose for your pain and your struggles. Never give up. Focus on faith and give God your fear. Surround yourself with positivity. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. You've got everything you need if you have God in your heart. Whatever God calls you to do, He will give you everything that you need to fulfill His dreams for your life. Please trust in His divine power. Trust in what you can't see. You don't always have to see to believe. And never be afraid to trust the unknown. The perfect cure for worry is trust in God. Trust in His timing. Believe in miracles. And relax in His presence. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. Here we go. My beloveds, we want you to understand. We want you to understand that life is not the way that you've been taught that it is. That you do not need to fulfill all of the rules and regulations that other people have put upon you. That you actually have the freedom to be yourself. You've been taught a particular concept about who God is and what God means. And we want you to begin to let that go. And you don't have to worry. God won't be upset if you're not doing what you've been taught about God. This is about you coming into an understanding of yourself and of who the Creator truly is. You see, the Creator is not a being. It's not a big guy in robes up in heaven. The Creator is energy. It is this beautiful flow of energy. It is energy that allows you to shape your life in whatever way you want to shape it. This energy does not require that you worship it or praise it or do anything for it. This energy is there for you. And there are no requirements. We understand that what we are saying to you may be totally different from what you have been taught, and that's fine. Just allow yourself to absorb it. Allow yourself to start letting go of those old beliefs so that you can actually take on creating your life. You see, because this energy is there for you, each and every one of you. This energy does not limit who you can be, or what you can have, or what you can do. You each have the power to create whatever it is you choose to create. And you create with what you think and what you feel. So this is taking you to a whole different level of existence. It's taking you out of that belief that you have to do certain things in order to please God. There's nothing that you have to do. You can't displease God. The love for you is complete. It is total. There's nothing that you have to prove. So just allow yourself to accept the words that I'm saying, to allow them to go into your mind, to allow them to start shaping your life in the way that you choose to have your life shaped. No one has power over you. God does not want power over you. You are within God, and God is within you. And that's all there really is. Just accept and move forward in being who you are choosing to be. We love you. And we know that you can create anything you desire. Okay. That's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Yes. I love these messages. Okay. We have come to the part in the show where we will take questions from callers or people in the chat room. So if you have called in and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 so that that symbol appears on the studio board and I know that you have a question. If you are logged into the chat room, you can simply type in whatever your question is and I will read it. So we will now go to our caller from area code 415. Hold on, I'm going to click on you.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica, we'll say. Fake name, Jessica.
When are you ever going to tell us your real name?
Yeah, one day maybe. You guys, we'll just keep it anonymous. I'll call it as anonymous, that's what I'll do. Oh, that's my new name.
Did you say, anonymous. Oh, you misbehave. Anonymous. She's going to say, this is misbehave.
Misbehave. You know what? I could make up, I could say, like, this is Magic Maker or something. Like, I could come up with a fun name. Like, this is the magician calling.
Yeah, enjoy
it.
It. You know,
yeah,
find
I'll
something.
Think about it.
Sure, that's awesome. Use your imagination and find, you know. And I heard a bell ring right when you came on, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't know where that came from, but I heard a bell ring. And, of course, it's, you know, our magical person that calls into the show all the time. But you are going to a magical time, so find a magical name that resonates with your beautiful energy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize it, but you are going through, like, a, you know, this beautiful spiritual awakening, and you're filled with enlightenment. And you can attract the abundance that you're, you know, wanting, and you so deserve. And there's so much positive energy around you, hon.
Yeah,
so
it's actually good news about that. Not to interrupt you there, but that's exactly what I'm calling about. Share good
sure
news.
You are.
Yeah.
Yep. But you
go
are
ahead.
Attracting
you
so much. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your magical journey? What's been going on?
I actually do. Yeah, I actually do. So the other day, I was informed by the guy who does my taxes that I'm getting a refund for something like $1,400. And I feel so excited about that because I'm just letting it sink in, because you guys heard me complain like for a really long time, like my story has been like, oh, I can't manifest money or whatever, baloney. Like, that's so weird. It's really bizarre story that I've been telling myself for a while. And even when I heard the news, I was excited about the news. And then it was like, no, you have to just like stop. And like, I'm going to think about it all day at random times today, because I've already started like dismissing it yesterday. Like, I kind of forgot about it and like, just dismissed it. Like, and I'm like, look it, you see, you've been asking spirit for money, and look how they brought you money. Like, you're very focused on your business or a job or whatever, but like, look at it, and they are like, spirit is supporting you, and look at you do get gifts and all this stuff, and you do get money. So like, I'm just the next couple of days, I'm just like really releasing that illusion of like, hey, look it, money did come. And now, like, of course, let's go for more money. But like, you know, just taking that in. And I'm excited. You know, I tithe to you guys. So I'm excited about like sending that money to you guys also. And like, I'm just excited. I just like, I feel happy that like, I think it maybe, I mean, I think I can't remember when I started asking for money, because it's been a while. But I wanted to share that. I'm excited about that. And then also, I have been putting out, like, I've went on a job interview last week, and that interview, I don't know, I haven't heard back from them yet. It's a little bit weird, because I'm already feeling a little bit negative about some of the things, and I don't think it's negative. I think I just feel like I'm not going to be hearing back from these people. But so I wanted to also know whatever you were picking up with this stuff. But after I had this interview with this guy, and it was just for something like serving at banquets, it was just a part-time, you pick up jobs whenever you want. And, you know, I've kind of been there, done that, but I figured it would be an easy job and fun and whatever. I mean, not fun, but like, okay. And the next day he emailed me, one of the guys that I interviewed with there, he emailed me and he said, hey, I just got this posting for this other job and I think it would be perfect for you. And like, here, why don't you go apply? And I went to go check out the job, and it's being this like, it's another one sort of silly job. And I know that I'm sharing sort of like judgments left and right, but my intention is to really get jobs that are like on my level, like for what I'm trained for, and that are really, I'm going to feel really good about myself. So this is another one of like, it's a job that's like somewhat close to my house, but it's kind of cool because you're working with people. Like, I think I'm basically driving a shuttle, and I'm picking up people who came in from a private jet. So what's cool about that is, number one, I'm around like a wealthy clientele. And number two, like, those can be potential clients for my company. Like, I could definitely feed them into my business. So I'm excited about that. And I haven't heard back from them yet. So that's sort of, like, I want to stay in the excitement about it, but I also do feel like it's sort of teetering again, you know. And then I had an interview the other day this week for another job that, and again, I don't think it's 100% on my level also, but it's about going into New York City, which I like, and they do free lunches like 3 days a week, which is very appealing to me, like catered lunches. And like, I would be selling catering to executives. So that's also very appealing to me because, again, for my business, like, those are great contacts that I can get into companies and like, you know, be around these people, which that's what I've been wanting, to be in that corporate environment again, to like feed clients into my own business. So I don't know if it's like being negative or just like, I haven't really felt any energy with that, but I don't know if I'm going to be invited in for a face-to-face interview. So it's happy news, but also I just kind of wanted to see what you guys had to say about that because I don't know. I know I should be holding the energy a little bit better. So I'll stop right there. I mean, there was an incident with my apartment complex, but I guess I just don't really feel like sharing it at this like very moment. So, yeah, those are the good news.
Great. You know what? Be proud of yourself. You're doing a great job. And Ginger is just, she's shining the sun. She's holding the sun in her hands, and she's shining it right upon you, okay? So she's saying, you know, relax, things are going to go well for you. There's new opportunities coming your way. And she's saying, even this month, you know, like there's going to be something new around, like the job, or you're going to get like a job. But she's saying, you know, you just got to watch, keep your ego under control and, you know, continue to be positive, okay? You have a lot to offer, and you just have to remember that. So keep affirming that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting like there are some emotional issues that are holding you back a little bit, and it could even, like it could be health-related as well. So you've got to watch because there's some kind of energy that's still within you that you really want to release, okay? It doesn't serve you any longer, and you've got to let it go, okay? So maybe, you know, like we'll have Barbara, like, help you with that, but there is, like, a little bit of energy that needs to be released, Ton, okay?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was the third thing.
And now Ginger has a broom, and you know what? Be excited. When my Ginger comes in with a broom, it means that you're going to meet somebody that's going to sweep you off your feet, okay?
Yay, I've been asking for that.
So
yeah,
she has
that broom,
and she's sweeping all around you, and she's saying, girlfriend, get ready, you know?
Uh-huh.
So get ready for that. I don't know if you're looking for someone, but she's saying, you know, get ready.
Yeah, it's been on my mind a lot. Yes, for sure.
Okay. So she's saying, well, that's a good thing. So make sure you're working on you. You're loving yourself first. Now, in regard to, like, work, like, you know, you're saying you're looking for work. Something is going to come in that area. But also I'm getting, like, your own kind of thing. Your entrepreneurial thing is going to take off, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening there, too. But, you know, I had to limit myself sharing with you guys.
Right. And you have, like you said, as I told you before, you have these beautiful natural qualities, and you know, and it's going to bring money, you know, your way.
Amen.
You know, so you're doing great, and you just keep affirming how loving and lovable you are, okay? You know, every day, you know, those positive affirmations are awesome, so just keep saying them. So you have a lot, like, you have a lot of good news coming your way. Ginger's like, she's opening up a newspaper, and she said, tell her financial outlook looks good. You're on the right track, okay? And there's going to be money, she's saying, that, you know, that's going to be available to you to make major purchases, not little purchases, major purchases.
And amen. Yes.
She's, you know, walking over, and she's pointing, and she's saying, you know, you're going to be walking down a new career path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a career change in your future. So just focus on what you are wanting, and please know that you deserve the very best.
Right. Yeah, I want it now, not in the future. I'm like, keep bringing the energy to the now, like ready for the career, like the career boost now. Like I'm, you know.
You got to relax a little bit, what Ginger's saying. You're like a little bit wound up, okay?
Right,
you're saying,
okay.
Go relax a little bit, okay?
Okay.
What you're, you know, thinking about, it's going to happen, okay? You're on your way. Just, you know, go with the flow. And, you know, just all this anxious energy and everything, she said, just give it to the angels. And she said, just get ready for all the blessings that are coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So relax and just let go, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And Barbara, Ginger wants you to get rid of whatever she's holding on. There's negative energy inside, and she's saying, Barbara, get rid of it.
Right. So thanks, Cece. I wanted to say one thing, Barbara, before you go, before Jesus says his thing, because it has to do with that. It's actually, I had an incident with my apartment management company yesterday and the day before. It's really been bothering me, and it has to do with it's a pattern that I had. I'm just sort of like looking at it, because it's a pattern that I had with when I was living at my parents' house too, and it's about them like not respecting my space and my boundaries, and they know that I'm home all day, most of the days, and they're supposed to give a heads up and like make an appointment and schedule when they're going to come in to like work on something. And the other day, cause there's a leak, like when I take a bath, I guess when I take a bath, there's a leak in my downstairs neighbor, and my neighbor spoke to me about it over the weekend, but I never heard from anybody that they were going to come. And then Monday morning, I'm like still laying in bed, and I saw that there was like a call from my management company that the lady was like, oh, we're coming over. We need access to your apartment at 9 o'clock, which was like in 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. And it really triggered me. Like I went ballistic, because they seem to keep trying to do that. Like they're so dense. I've told them before, this has been a year and a half, that I've told them they need to give me a heads up. They can't, it's actually against the law. You can't just do that. And they come over and they don't even do anything. They don't even send the plumber. It's like a whole thing, but it brought up all this stuff about, so when that whole incident happened, I told them they can't come. And we were yelling at each other on the phone, which was very enlightened. And, I caught her in a lie. Like basically the neighbor, like she was lying. She was like, you know, we're allowed access to your apartment when it's an emergency. And she knew it was an emergency. My neighbor contacted her over the weekend and she actually had an appointment with my neighbor on Tuesday and she just never told me. So it brought up all this stuff about how, so I wrote a couple of emails on like, you need to give me notice. And it was like really firm and sort of angry emails too of like, you know, don't waste my time with these, like you didn't even go into my roommate and my neighbor's apartment to see where the leak is. Like, don't come in here. You know, you're wasting my time and the super doesn't do anything. He's not like skilled to do anything. You need to send the plumber. And like, this is an issue that's been going on for a year and a half that they've never fixed. And so it just kind of brought up all this like fear then of like, oh no, you better watch on how firm your email is. Like you're going to be kicked out. There was like the fear of security that came up. There was like the fear of being homeless again, possibly, or like the fear of like my anger or rage not being acceptable, even though they're the ones who are in the wrong, or like me getting in trouble, even though the person is wrong. Then there's this whole thing that now I have to sort of hide when I take a bath and like fear that they're going to tell me I can't take a bath now because it leaks when that happens. There's like all this stuff and like my parents being mad at me, like if I do get kicked out of the apartment. So it was like all this stuff, like, and I've been like searching what my legal rights are, which these are all old patterns. Like I've done all these things in the past. And then the fear of like, oh, I'm not safe in my apartment. Like she was sending the super over with keys to my apartment, which they know is not allowed. And I changed my locks anyway. But that really annoyed me also because she, like we've had many conversations about this because the past super was trying to get into my apartment when I first moved in a couple of times. So, you know, I'm looking at this pattern. I'd like to release it. It's just, you know, it's not respecting that, like, me and, like, my time and, like, you know, just because I'm home, it doesn't mean I'm on call for your things. Like, it's just really strange. So, and karmic. So, that's what I wanted to say. That's what's been bothering me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see how Jesus wants to deal with this. Okay, so here we go. My beloved one, you are being reminded over and over and over and over to stand in your power. This is all about you opening up to your power, your capabilities, your ability to create your life. So do not get angry at these people and these situations. It's not about getting angry. It's about choosing what you are creating. It's about taking your power back from them. You simply need to tell them that this is not acceptable. This is what you can do. And if this doesn't work with your schedule, let me know and we will see what else we can do. And that's it. There doesn't need to be any more discussion. There doesn't need to be any claiming of rights or anything else. You have power, and you are learning to accept that, and you are learning to live with that, and you are getting these wonderful reminders that you get to make your own choices. So it's not that there's anything wrong, because there isn't anything wrong. This is all just a part of your growth. This is a part of you becoming who you are. And so see it that way. We want you to start your time thinking about what you truly desire to create. Because your thoughts are powerful. That is how you create. And so don't waste any of your time thinking about what's wrong and why are these people doing this and blah, 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 and giving your power away. Why not just sit there and think about people treating you with respect, people honoring you, people doing what is right, people respecting your boundaries? And think about it in a way that allows it to happen. Don't think about why don't these people. Instead, think of these people do. This is what happens. This is what I am creating. This is my life. This is the way it flows. This is what is meant to be for me. That is staying in your power. That is creating your life the way that you truly desire for it to be. That is keeping your power to yourself so that you can use it. We are helping you now to let go of a lot of those old and outdated ideas that you have, the fears about what might happen, all of that. You don't need it anymore. So we're helping you to let it go. Just breathe deeply and let it go. You're beginning to see who you really are. You're beginning to see your choices in your life in a way that you haven't seen them before. You're beginning to open up to you. This is a beautiful, beautiful time in your life. And we want you to just let go of everything else, every other belief you have ever had, let it go. You don't need to talk about it, just let it go. You don't need to think about it, just let it go. This is clearing you out so that you are open to who you truly are. So that you are open to your real life, the life that you came here to create, the life where you are amazingly successful, the life where you know you have power. This is what you are here for. Open up and allow it. Open up and allow it right now. Open up and allow it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
That was great. You know, this stuff happened right after I had decided and fully, like, admitted to myself, hey, I want to move into New York City. And I wasn't thinking about this apartment or this location or anything at all, because I've gone through periods that I've been like cranky about it. But it was just interesting, the timing of it, because I know we're talking about letting go of patterns, but that's what I'm trying to sort out. Because as soon as I like forget about my living situation, that's what I did here, that's what I did at my parents' house, then it's something that brings me back. I guess it's just a test or something, but that's something that brings me back into that like alternate reality of like, because I'm like already thinking about moving on. And actually that was the same theme. I was thinking about moving into the city when I was at my parents' place too. So I guess that's my fear that brings it up, like fear something. I get into that.
So when you think about moving, let go of the fear. If fear comes up, just let it go. You don't even need to figure it out. Just let it go. Instead, start visualizing what it is you want to experience, where you want to live, what it looks like, what it feels like, what the view is outside of the window, what the neighbors in the hall sound like, what the smells are in the hall, whatever it is, just connect with what you want, not anything else, and let the rest of it just let it go.
Yeah. You know, And I do that, and I think that's what freaks me out, because I'm seeing myself in a penthouse, and even apartments that are sort of like crappy in the city are like $2,000-$3,000 a month, and I'm looking more at like the $5,000 mark, which I know it sounds like that's the whole thing. I was going to say it sounds like crazy money or like, you know, ridiculous numbers or what, but that's what gets me. That's what puts that fear in me that I I'll just have to let it go. I'll just have to say, I know that this is going to, I know to live nice in the city, and because I want to live nice in the city. I was looking at apartments, and some of them are like, even if they're 2000, they're like crappy and dirty and disgusting. And I want like bright windows and like the Central Park. And like, I mean, we're talking about like a major, what do the people say that is? Grasshopper. What is a grasshopper? What do they call that? I forget what the term is, but you hear a lot of coaches say it. Not, it's something with a grasshopper, like leaping. It's something I forgot, but it's about taking like a huge leap. I forgot what the saying is. It's bigger than that. Quantum leaping or something. I forgot what it is, but it's something like quantum leaping, like into, like this would be a whole different set of, I can possibly picture getting into the city at $2,000 a month. I can, like, that's, even though that is not in my financial reality right now, it's and close enough to my rent now that I can kind of, even though I'm not paying my rent now, which is even the joke about it, but like, I can even picture, okay, yeah, I guess I could do the $2,000, but if I'm looking at like the $3,500 or the $4,000, it's like, that's a whole, again, not leapfrog, but like a quantum leap, like that in my mind, that's like a quantum leap, and it boggles the mind. And I think that's where it kind of, it pushes me out of that dreamy state, because it's like, what? You're like so out of your current reality.
And there's absolutely no problem with that, because you are creating your current reality. So if you want to create it so that you have more, then create it so that you have more. That's within your power. And there's nothing for you to be afraid of about that. That's who you are. So definitely let go of the fear. It has no place in your life. No.
Right. Okay. Amen. I tell myself that. It's good to hear you and Jesus say it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I want to see. Like, I want to see us, like, that's what I think. Yeah, I guess it is just a quantum leap. I want to see us quantum leap. I mean, you guys might not even care about that, but I heard you guys talking about money the other day, which I like those conversations. And I want to experience, like, I want to live that life. Like, hey, okay, my apartment is like $1,200 now a month, and yeah, I'm going to move into a penthouse that's like $5,000 a month, and I'm going to do that. And like, I have the power to do that, and we all do. And like, I want to live in that realm. Like, I think that is so kick-ass, and like, that's powerful, and like, ooh, it gets me emotional, because it's like, I just get so excited for it.
Well, that's wonderful.
I wanted to say, you're talking about like the quantum leap. So in another reality, that is your reality. You just have to connect with it.
I know, and that's been something that I've been fantasizing for years. Like,
already in another reality, you're
life.
You know, like with the quantum leap kind of thing, you're already doing that.
Right, I know. And then, like, but that's the question I've been asking for years. I mean, literally, it's been for years that I've been like, okay, that's my parallel life. How do I quantum leap. How do I quantum leap into that life? Because I know that that's my life. So that's been the constant question for, like, really, I think it's been something like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's have conversations about that, quantum leaping into our most affluent, amazing, incredible life. I mean, again, I don't even know if you guys dream about that, but that's my thing.
No,
I've done it,
like the quantum leaping and stuff, like forward, backward, sideways. I mean, it is your reality. It's happening. You just have to connect with it.
All right. And actually, I have done the backwards. Right. That's right. So you could do the forwards. Yeah.
Forward, backwards, sideways. I mean, it's all available to us.
Do you have a quantum leap story? I would love to hear it.
I just know when I first started, like I was doing like the quantum leaping and stuff, and it is beautiful, you know, that you know, through meditation, like you can see your reality. So just like go through meditation and connect with that reality.
Right, but then you know, has it manifested in the physical,
right.
In the 3D?
It is a reality. So it is, you know, it is happening, but it's just not happening where you are right there, like, you know, where you're calling us from. It's not happening right there, but it is happening on on another level. It's happening, hon, you know? So you've just got to, like, through meditation, start connecting with that other reality.
Right, but I'm asking, like, about your personal experience. Like, when you were quantum leaping, you were doing it in meditation, but then were you actually able to bring it into 3D?
Well, I just, no, I mean, I did go into different, like, realities and stuff, you know, and I went, like I said, I went, like, forward, and you get to choose, like, where you want to go, and I chose, like, different things. But I, you know, like, to be where I am here, I must have did something, because all of a sudden I was here, you know what I'm saying, with no, you know, like, no reason why. So I did something, you know, subconsciously, where I, you know, I got myself to where I am here. So not knowing how I did it, you know what I'm saying, but you can do it, like I said, start with your meditations and go through it that way, and then you will be able to, you know, get yourself into that reality.
Okay. Barbara, you have a story? Yeah, I'll do that.
Definitely. Actually, the only thing that occurs to me is that I'm working on a procedure that has to do with really opening people up to wealth. I mean, really becoming wealthy, bringing in $1 million a month or more into their lives. And I'm not finished with the procedure. I'm still working on it. But I've just written myself a little note saying quantum leap. I'm not sure what this has to do with the procedure that I'm writing. But when I finish, I will let everybody know, and then you guys can and let you know how to experience it.
Yeah.
This is all just – it's something that I'm being guided to. And I know that it's going to bring enormous changes, and I've already, you know, given little samples of it to certain people, and they're like, oh, my gosh, wow. So we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Sounds amazing.
I'd be happy to come on your show and talk about my quantum leap. Yeah, because it's brewing. I mean, it's been happening. Like, I've been thinking about it for, I think it's been 6 years, so it's happening now.
So the only thing I'm getting for you – our little Miss Magical guest is, Ginger's saying you have to be a little bit more fluid on all levels.
Okay,
so you know, there's different levels of consciousness, and you have to be like a little bit more fluid, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, like when I first, you know, connected with you today, you still have to detoxify. Like there's your body, your mind, and emotions, you still have to detoxify to get where you want to be, okay? So you've got to let, like I said, you know, be more fluid and let this, like, you know, go through your whole entire body, you know, and just, like, clear out anything that's not serving you any longer.
Okay.
And just, you know, relax, whether it's in a shower, a bath, near water. It's really going to help you, okay? And make sure that you're drinking enough water, too.
Okay.
So I'm getting, like, fluidity is what I'm getting. You have to be more fluid. You still have to detoxify because there's things you're holding on to that have to go.
All right, bring it on.
And do that, you know, if you're in the shower, do that like quantum leaping in the shower because the water's flowing, you know?
No, that's a good idea. I'll try that.
Get in the shower, you know?
Okay. Awesome. I might just wake up in the city. I might, like, just come out of the shower and be in my penthouse in the city.
Cool thing. I don't know the name of the movie, but there was a movie where this woman, she had like her life, like during the daytime, she'd go to sleep and she was actually she was in another country. She had another life. Then she didn't know which was her.
You got to remember what movie that is. I would totally watch that.
She didn't know which was her reality. She was in France during the nighttime during her dream state, and she met two men, like one during her, you know, I think she was in New York and then she was in France. And she met two beautiful men. And, she, you know, it was just really hard because the one person she was had children and the other person was just a single woman. So it was like a really beautiful movie. Really,
oh, I
really
saw
cool.
that. I think I saw that. I do remember something like that. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just like I said, I think during your dream state, too, if you put that intention, you know, to go where you are this person that, you know, has everything that you desire, you know?
And you know what? That's actually the dream I had last night. I was super confused because I had an apartment in Miami, which is where I
yep.
used to live, and I want to be living down there again because I miss the warm weather. Like, this winter has been kind of crazy. But I was I was confused in my dream because I was like, is this my apartment here? I was talking to my boyfriend there, and, like, I was like, I want to come down here more often. Oh, wow. That's totally happening on different levels here. Yeah, that is exactly
what
we did yesterday.
Yep. So there you go. That's just a little bit of a, you know, a validation for you that it is, you know, happening.
Right. Yeah, in that dream I was talking about how I want to still go up to New York. And, yeah, it was all about that, living in New York and Miami. Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're getting there. Like I said, you got to let go. There's some stuff that you still did not let go of. You know,
okay.
like I said, I can detoxify. So, you know, take those salt baths or whatever. And, you know, like I said, you have to, it's body, mind, and emotions have to be cleared because you're holding yourself back.
Okay. I hate that comment, but yeah.
That's okay. Okay. You know, you're getting there. It's awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
All
Thank
right,
you, ladies.
Welcome.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Take care, hon.
Bye. Thank you, too. Have a good day.
You, too.
You, too. Okay. Hold on just a second, AC, because it's about to crash that particular page.
Oh, goodness. That wouldn't be cool.
So now I can't get to the switchboard.
Oh, my goodness.
So everybody hold on. I'm coming back. Okay. Studio.
Oh, the word is quantum jump, by the way. It's not quantum leap. It's quantum jump. Just came to me.
You know what? It doesn't matter, though. Like, don't get caught in the wording. You know,
no,
so don't get caught up
in
words.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so whether you think yourself as a frog, you're leaping, or you're jumping, or whatever, you're still getting to where you want to be, you know?
Yeah, that's just for the courtesy of Barbara, because I know she was probably going to look up something about her program.
Yeah. But I totally, like I
well,
said, I did that
you.
Myself.
I appreciate it.
And it's really beautiful. Because you see, you meet that self. You're going to meet yourself, you know, in that, you know, like at that place. And you can, you know, you can talk to yourself and everything, you know. So that
okay,
magical
I've
being
got
is going to wait. Okay. Are we back, Barbara?
Okay. Yes, we're back. So,
okay.
All right. So, anonymous caller, you know that we love you, and we're here for you, so we can't wait to hear what happens, and I'll let you know what happens with my writing this procedure for letting yourself be a millionaire.
And you're supposed to connect with me, and we had a beautiful goddess the other day, Barbara, too, to try it out on us.
I'm going to connect with you guys later today. Okay, area code 858, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Annette?
No, this is DJ.
Oh, DJ. Okay. Somebody said Annette. I don't know where that came from. Okay.
And what can we do today?
I just want to know, going to start this new job that I have my second interview tomorrow with, and do you have a message for me?
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Let's see what we get.
In regard to your question, hon, I got a maybe because I'm getting there's something that's like frustrating you or something. So I didn't get a yes, I didn't get a no, but I have, you know, you have to be patient. You've got to persevere. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what is it that was frustrating you? You know, like you've got to watch your thoughts is what the angels are saying.
What is it that's frustrating me regarding the job?
Yeah, well, regarding money, finances, the job, because I'm getting, you know, like there was like a little bit of frustration. So you've got to clear that up. You, whatever is frustrating, you get rid of it. Say positive affirmations, because what you're wanting is coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to put some positive energy into changing your circumstances, okay? I'm getting, okay. You are going to have success. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have, like, your, the money that you need. And everything's going to come to you sooner than later, but you've got to stay positive. You've got to visualize it as if it's already here, okay? And you've
okay.
got to, you know, like, visualize it just exactly how you're wanting it, okay? Because we do, you know, we create a reality, so why don't you create the one that you totally want? But I'm getting there's emotions and there's fears that you have within you, hon, okay?
Is the money going to come to me that was left to me when my ex-husband died?
I'm getting a yes.
Okay.
Okay. But in regard to the other question, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because we want to help you to, you know, be clear so you can get that job that you're wanting and everything. And Barbara, she's
okay.
got, you know, emotions and fears that are blocking her, and Ginger is asking that you come in and help her with that.
All right. Let's see what Jesus wants to do about that. So here we go. Come on. We want you to just take a moment right now and just sit back, relax, and breathe. And as you are breathing, your angels now going through your thoughts, through your beliefs, all of your being, finding those ways that you hold yourself back from the magnificence of your own life. And they are helping you to let all of that go. And those fears you have about not having enough. And you do have a whole list of reasons why you can't have enough. And letting all of those reasons go. All of those passages which you have taken as proof that you can have enough are being dissolved. Released, dismissed, because they are not now, and you do not live in the past. Right now, you can create your life however you choose for it to be. You have the power to do that. They're letting go of all of those and restraints that hold you back from actually accepting that, yes, in this moment, I have power. So just breathe and let it go. And you are being filled with the knowing that you do have power. This job is one that you truly desire, that really is who you are, then yes, why not have it? It is up to you to decide what is important for you in your life. It is up to you to create what you truly desire to experience. And we see that a lot of the doubts and the clouds are being cleared away now so that you have a clearer vision of what it is you really want to live, who it is you really want to know yourself to be. You are opening up to allowing your life to flow in beautiful, amazing ways. And you are being filled with miracles. You can create your own miracles in any moment. Then let go. Just breathe and let go. Hey, how does that feel?
Excellent. Thank you so much. Wow, that was great.
It's like a tough
Thank you, Barbara.
Cleared out there, yeah.
Yeah. That was great. Really great.
So make sure that you are thinking about what you actually want. Thinking about what you are afraid might happen.
Okay. I'll do it.
But you don't. Yeah. Not what you are. You are power. You really are.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So we have dealt with all of our callers who had their hand up. Last call, if you are a caller and you have a question, you can press 1 now and we can still deal with you. We have a couple of more minutes. Otherwise, we'll just let you listen and you'll just be fine. And DC, I will be talking with you and the lovely goddess that we will be doing the procedure with. We're apparently going to be doing it tonight, so I'll give you all of the details so you'll know where we're connecting and all of that kind of stuff. Okay. Did you have anything else that you needed to say to everybody? DC?
Here I am, Barbara.
There you are.
Yes, I was. Ginger is saying, you know, she thinks we've all got our fill of vitamin G for the day, which I feel that I truly have. But she's asking each of us to really connect with our inner child. And, you know, life is supposed to be enjoyed. It's supposed to be fun. And she's saying, guys, lighten up a little bit, you know, and have some fun. So I'm gonna lighten up. I'm going to have some fun. And I'm going to try to create a little bit of magic in my life, you know, and be open to miracles, of course.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will speak with you and Queen later this evening.
Yes, yes.
You know, this new procedure opening you up to being wealthy, how it develops, what develops, and, you know, I'll let you know when my first $1 million shows up on my doorstep.
Sounds great. Well, I'm getting maybe Publishers Clearinghouse, so much a week for life, Barbara. Even I'll welcome that to start off with, so much a week for life. I'll take that even. That'll be a good start.
Well, you know, we're opening up to magic and miracles, so who knows where it'll come from or how it'll come, and that's part of the beauty of it. I don't have to figure it out.
No, we don't have to. We're going to leave that up to the divine, and we're just going to welcome it, and we're going to enjoy, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's our show for today. We will be back next Tuesday with more Morning with Jesus. I couldn't remember the name of the show. Okay, my brain is apparently off in another realm. It's apparently taken
that
quantum jump already.
Interesting. She's already creating, Mom. She doesn't know it, but she's creating all the miracles that are coming her way.
Okay,
like
you're
doing a great job.
All right. Well, I'll be back tomorrow with Get Answers to My Questions, and DC, you're more than welcome.
I'm going to try to be there, Barbara. I just love your show. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, great. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful, magical, miraculous day, and we will talk to you again later. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.